USA Radio News with John Hunt.
China reacted furiously to President Donald Trump's new signing of two bills aimed at supporting human rights in Hong Kong, summoning the U.S. ambassador to protest and warning the move could undermine cooperation with Washington. Hong Kong, a former British colony that was granted semi-autonomy when China took control in 1997, has been rocked by 6 months of violent pro-democracy demonstrations. Thousands of pro-democracy activists crowded a public square in downtown Hong Kong for a Thanksgiving Day rally to thank the United States for passing the laws and vowed to march on in their continued fight. Trump's approval of the bills was not unexpected, neither was the reaction from Beijing, giving China's adamant rejections of any commentary on what it considers an internal issue. Nevertheless, the clash comes at a sensitive time that could already upset thorny trade negotiations between the two nations. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.